Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Neil De Beers, founder and leader of the United Independent Movement. He joins us this morning to tell us exactly who they are. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us,
Neil. Very good morning, and thank you for the opportunity, and a good morning to your listeners.
All right. So the success rate of new parties is not very high. Obviously, you must have looked at this before going this route. Before we get to that, though, can we just get an understanding of who the United Independent Movement is and what it is that you stand for?
The United Independent Movement is now a new national registered political party across the country. We started a movement about a year ago from a very huge cross section of people, but specifically business influenced people in the country, where we said that, you know, at the end of the day, we have to look at 27 years of a track record. We have to look at where the people are today, and we are just absolutely not happy. And that was it. We drew the line in the sand. We got up and we looked at our principles, and we stood on those principles for the past year, and the movement, in actual fact, grew so large in such a small time that we decided to launch and to register as a party after speaking to a mass amount of our movement people. And the United Independent Movement is now a party that has actually no race. It welcomes any faith and any denomination in this country, as long as there's the five concepts of fighting crime, fighting corruption, defending the constitution, bringing back capital, and we call our fifth one, fighting in Christ and bringing a bit of faith back, because I think that is where we lost it in the first place.
It is religious. I mean, you've made it clear you're open to everybody, but it is a religiously based party, a faith-based party.
Well, it's a faith-based party in the sense that we've got to understand that at the end of the day, we've got to bring faith back. Because at the end of the day, I think this country has in a huge way lost hope. And the reason we lost hope is because we've moved faith out of so much of our lives, and I don't think that's the right thing to do. So we're not a church.
Right. No,
we're a political party, but we are very much ensuring that the largest and biggest compass in the world is our God. Right. That's exactly, but we have so much to do, and I think you need faith.
Do you differ greatly then from the Reverend Kenneth Meshwe's party? Is it very different in structure to that?
Yeah, absolutely. ACDP is for Christians. Mm-hmm. We welcome anybody in the faith, the Jewish faith, Muslim faith, the Hebrew faith. We welcome that. And the difference is we are not politicians. We are definitely not politicians. We are leaders in our own right. And we are absolutely disgusted in what has happened in 27 years under these politicians. And it's time that the people get up and that we take back our country and decide where we, the people, want to go forward. We're absolutely not a political entity, but we've had to enter this thing called politics, you know.
Can you give us a bit of your background?
Sure. I'm born and bred Stellenbosch, Plasinki. So I grew up there. I went to the military.
Right.
I think like everybody pre-94.
Right.
I then joined the security police for a time.
Right.
And I had a radical experience in my life, a massive move, a Rubicon moment, 89, where I saw what was actually happening in this country, having served the pre-apartheid government with everything that I've got.
Wow, that's incredible.
And that Rubicon moment came.
Yes.
I was shocked. I can't explain it. It's like shells falling off your eyes. And I then made that move, and I joined Nelson Mandela. I joined Umkhonto weSizwe. I fought in the country. By the way, our book is out. You can get it at Exclusive Books. It's called Undercover with Mandela Spies.
Right.
We were the intelligence division within a section. We came to freedom. And from there on, I was with the integration of state on various levels in intelligence. And then I ended up into business. And I tasted Africa. And for the rest of my life, until very recently, I have been very busy in the continent as the president of something called the International Fund for Africa, where we make massive investment on the continent to build infrastructure in the continent of Africa. So I'm actually a bit of a person of an entrepreneur. I've got a massive finance background. But now it's time. It's time that no matter what you're busy with in this country, you realize that if we don't get up and if we don't rise, that there will be, I'm sorry to tell you, an economic genocide in this country.
You are absolutely right. Mark says they get my support just for their principles in their charter. So you're definitely speaking to the fears of South Africans and the worries of South Africans, because we're not going to be able to move forward and build a magnificent country if we don't deal with these items that you mentioned. And I believe as well in if we don't accept that there is a God and a greater force controlling the universe. That happens just to be my thought on it. And so I respect what you're doing greatly. There's no doubt that the principles that you stand for, your background, all puts you in a good position. Now, going back to the question that I maybe began with, is what about your concerns, having looked at other parties that have started, other new parties in South Africa that have tried to launch? It is a very difficult challenge in South Africa. There's a lot of inertia with getting people to move to a new political party.
I think no doubt that, and this is my expression, the massive growth in the UIM is because the people are thirsty for change. There's no doubt about it. We entered about 3 months ago only 120 possible councillors. I can tell you within 3 months, you're speaking to me because I'm currently in Bloemfontein in Mangaung. I'm on a national tour. We are now on the new window on the 20th. And this is a miracle. We are now entering more than 980 new councillors, from 120 to more than 1,000.
That's incredible.
In 8 metro.
That's unbelievable.
This is crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
I have just been 12 days in the back of a combi, and I've spoken at 14 cities. You can hear my voice is dwindling. But there's a change in this country. And I believe that we are strong enough. You know, can I tell you something just on what we stand for? There are no more time to look at the, our relationship with countries like Israel. I'm outspoken about our renewed religion and massive attempt to heal wounds of the past. So I'm being questioned on, but Neil, why are you standing so strong to reinvent relationship with, for instance, a country like Israel? Any country in the world that does not look at Israel in the future as an economic and as a good commercial partner, I'm sorry, you are in the dark and blind. So yes, we are not radical. But I'll tell you one thing. I stand up against the EFF. I stand up against the ANC, even after being a member. It is time to rise, and I can tell you, a miracle is happening. Coalition parties will form the future, I think, of South African politics. I suggest the coalitions. Why?
Yeah.
The reason why is because in coalition, there are checks and balances at the end of the day. And I'm sorry, there's no political party in this country that currently has spurred me on to get up. There's not even there's no opposition left in this country. I am sorry. So it's time for change. And the UIM is one of those. We are not the best answer, but we are really fighting it. Look at the miracle that happened to us.
You know what? I love that. I'm sorry. That statement there, where you say we're not the best, but we're there. We're a good option. I love that, because that is the ability to introspect, to say, to not make empty promises, to say that you'll work with
Absolutely.
Other parties just to make the change that the country needs. It's almost, it's something that we don't really hear about in South Africa, do we? We don't really see very much, certainly not from our leading party and even the oppositions, we don't see introspection. We don't see the ability to look inwards.
Can I tell you why I'm sitting here, I'm boiling over, because I'm excited. Can I tell, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, but wow, I'm plugged into the generator of God at the moment. I can go on for another 10 days. You know what is incredible is that we don't call a spade. Going to Durban, Phoenix. I had to go to Phoenix in Durban and stand there with a community that we are now calling Indians. And we forgot that they're South African.
Yeah, it's so true.
We are starting to ostracize each other. We are starting now to actually say, but you're the minority. Who is the minority? The colored people, the indigenous people of this country are lost. They have no leadership. So what is happening to us is the Rainbow Nation, the Mandela dream, now turned into what we call black and white again. And you and I know that this is not who we are. And that is why I'm standing up and saying, can we not just once call a spade and not an agricultural implement? It's funny to see the boards of politicians when they put it up and they go, you know, last time, with respect, I'm standing in a small town called Parijs, and there's an absolute leakage of sewage in a road, and right above it, on a pole, it says, and I'm not going to say the political party, it says, this party makes things work. Really? You know what? The citizens of this country, I'm going to use the Afrikaans word, if I may, also gutful. We are gutful, and it's time that we move these politicians out, and that the real people fight for our country, and that's my destiny.
Well, I must tell you, judging by our SMS line, Neil De Beer, you've just got yourself a whole new bunch of supporters, because you speak because you speak from a place of integrity, of passion, and of authenticity. Neil De Beer is a founder and a leader of the United Independent Movement. Thank you for joining us. It has been a fascinating conversation. We'll no doubt check in a little bit later on in the process.